Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Reed Coverdale.
And we may have Matt joining us shortly. I guess we'll find out. There's plenty to talk about tonight, including the latest with Ukraine and Russia. You've been covering that recently on your show, Reed, which is Naturalist Capitalist. We'll talk about that on the way. And, of course, your phone calls are welcome. Plus, the latest campaign ad from Jeremy Kaufman, the New Hampshire candidate for U.S. Senate. I mean, normally we don't talk about local campaigns, per se, because, well, people outside of New Hampshire probably just don't care. But Jeremy's campaign is a little bit different. In fact, it's a lot different from your typical libertarian campaign, so I think he deserves a lot of props for what he's been doing, so I want to get into that, but we're actually going to start out with your calls, because, well, that's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live, and we've already got Vondra on the line in California. Vondra, you're on with Ian and Reed.
Hi, I'm back.
Welcome
I
back.
Have something about the renewable energy. The United States must be manufacturers and sellers of renewable energy. I've been listening to your show, and everybody is needing this electric and this power and everything for their businesses and whatnot. Our horses are still our most powerful allies in America and also for foreign countries. And when I say that we can do that through horse manure and wood chip bedding through quantum horsepower as developed already by Cinnamon, that is our answer. And this is a very serious thing to help our nation and other nations.
All right, let me see if I can recap, because you called earlier this week for the first time, and you correct me if I've gotten anything wrong here. My understanding from what you told us a few nights ago, I'm just going to try to bring our audience up to speed. We always have new people tuning in. Reed, you weren't here when she called the first time. So essentially, you want to create horse farms staffed by homeless people that generate manure that can then be converted into energy. Is that my understanding
not
correct?
Not staffed by homeless people, but homeless people can play a big part. Not only homeless people, but Americans can play a big part in these horse ranches, beautiful places of communities and businesses run on points of horsepower, which is biomass production of horse manure and the wood chip bedding. And Finland has already done this. I've been researching this for the last year. And Finland, you know, Bloomberg, all the U.S. Manufacturers and things like have been talking about this, you know. And like Bloomberg said, this means that like a country like ours is sitting on a big stinking pile of untapped green energy just waiting to be exploited.
I think Vermin Supreme really missed, you know, he was onto something with the ponies, but
the
then he had
everyone.
This whole, like, zombie wheel idea that this was kind of hard to imagine. He could have just used the pony poop instead, right? And then we could have, you know.
The way new inventions are hard to imagine. Someone has to bring them to the forefront.
Well, didn't he have that part of his plan, the pony poop to methane gas, wasn't that Vermin Supreme?
I don't know. I've got his book, but I haven't read it, honestly. Vondra, tell me a little bit more about how this is going to work. Like, what are the mechanics of this farm? What do you envision it looking like?
Ranch.
Okay, farm,
a beautiful place. Okay, we have a lot of land.
It's a place where horses poop.
Is,
and it gets collected.
A place where horses live.
Uh-huh.
A place, a ranch, a beautiful ranch.
Well, we already have that, right? There's already plenty of people that have very nice ranches, and they have horses.
No. We're talking about, like, Elon Musk kind of ranch. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of millions of dollars that go into it, and we will get millions of dollars, billions, through manufacturing and selling renewable energy. A whole new industry. not a mom and pop and Tom and Susie ranch, but a renewable energy ranch. Ranches, the first prototype in California, where we place horses and thousands of horses are being killed, you know.
Sure. But isn't this a lot of overhead, like having to put whatever amount of feed, for instance, into the horses? I think one of our co-hosts brought that up earlier this, I think it was Tuesday when you called in. It's like, well, if you're just going to burn the manure, why don't you just burn the feed and cut the horses out of the picture? I mean, why do we need to go this route?
No, Thornton has shown this. You have horses on a ranch and a biomass production where their manure and wood chip bedding are processed for renewable energy that we can sell. We can manufacture and sell. And that's a big thing because we don't manufacture like anything of this kind of magnitude anywhere in the United States.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question, Vondra. Why is it so important that it be horse manure? I mean, are we just talking about setting something on fire here? Is manure supposedly more energy producing than, say, just setting raw feed on fire? Like, what's the benefit to this?
You know, Fortum Horsepower has developed this high technology of our time. This is our time for this kind of technology. So you're talking about biomass production of the wood chip bedding and horse manure.
Okay, what's the wood chip bedding aspect of this? I don't know what that part is.
Well, it combines for biomass production with the manure. Fortum Horsepower has developed it. And this was, I researched this even before Finland was even thinking about NATO. We need to partner with them.
Are you as lost as I am here, Reed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just completely lost
I'm
there.
I'm pretty lost here. You keep throwing... Okay. What it sounds to me like is, Vondra, that you just keep throwing out these sort of buzzwords, this almost kind of market speak. Oh, well, you know, biomass and horse manure and wood chip bedding and green energy.
Horsepower, NATO.
And yeah. It's all going to come together on a big farm with millions of dollars. And I know that you had said on the last call that you were hoping to pitch this idea to get some investors on board with it. Have you been reaching out to venture capitalist firms, or what is your plan there?
Well, my plan is to kind of get the word out first and then go from there. But this is amazing, is that Finland, this is a new technology.
Well, look, Vondra, just because somebody can prove that a thing works and it's a new idea or whatever, we'll just go ahead and give that to you, although I'm pretty sure people have been experimenting with poop as a energy source for a long time. But let's just say this is a new way of extracting some sort of energy from it. So this company in Finland, and we did look up a story. There is a story about a company in Finland that provided power to a couple dozen households, and there was like a horse show or something that was powered by them, powered by horse dung. And so it's like, okay, so there's something there, but is it more efficient than, say, solar power or nuclear power, for instance, or even burning natural gas? Go ahead.
Yes, it is. You know, we have all this, we want to get rid of fossil fuels, right? Is that right?
I don't know. I mean, they seem to be working fine.
Pollution-wise.
Well, it seems to me that nuclear is the way to go. I mean, if you want to get rid of fossil fuels, then nuclear seems to be the most efficient form. And I'm no expert on power and all that, but I think it's going to be more efficient than collecting a bunch of horse poop from a farm and dumping it into some sort of a processor and, you know, trying to convert that to electricity. That seems like a process that has a lot of overhead. And that's just me looking at it from the outside. I mean,
seems like dirty energy, too. You know, poop is about as dirty as it gets.
Inside and some new technology. It's
all right.
New
well, Vondra, you're going to have to let us know how it goes when you approach these venture capitalists and, you know, see if they...
Check out Vermin Supreme, Vondra. Go check him out. He's already on to this idea.
Well, yeah, and he may need to know about the new technology that's involved here. Maybe they can combine the zombie tech with... Because, you know, like you said, Vermin's been pushing that idea for a long time. And he did time travel, so it's possible.
Right. And then there's the whole ponies thing.
Yeah.
So free ponies.
Right.
Get rid of the horses, do ponies instead.
Yeah. Good evening, Matt. That was Vondra with her idea of...
That's a great idea.
...of horse poop-based energy. The number, 603-283-6160. And yes, you can call in about anything you want. Coming up, Jeremy Kaufman has a new campaign ad. It's all about immigration. We're going to play it for you here in moments and talk about it. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we will take the calls about whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to get into the latest on the Ukraine situation. Reed, you had a guest on your show, Naturalist Capitalist, who was talking about this, so you are recently informed. I've also watched the 30-plus minute long speech of, normally I don't watch politicians' speeches, but this one was Putin talking about the current situation over there, and it's like, well, you can't trust the mainstream media to report on it accurately, so we know he's a politician. He's probably lying in certain circumstances, but let's see what he has to say. So I did actually sit down and watch that a couple of nights ago. But first, we're going to get into Jeremy Kaufman. By the way, with you tonight, it is Ian.
Matt. Reed Coverdale.
And also, I do want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com, because if you are ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, they can help you with that. You just go to Bitcoin.com, you click Get Started. Right there at the top of the page, you'll find useful information, some introductory videos. If you're in a hurry, just watch the first one. It'll take you all of, I think, about 3 minutes of your time. Of course, if you want to dig in deeper, by all means, you can do that. Bitcoin and crypto is a very deep topic, but you don't have to understand programming to know that it works and that it does a good job of cutting the middlemen out, which is the banks and the governments, cutting them out of money and allowing you to have total control for the first time in your life over your finances. It's one of the reasons why you might want to consider getting into it, but you really ought to do your own research first. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started right there at the top of the page. Jeremy Kaufman, he is a candidate for U.S. Senate. He's a libertarian candidate. Normally, we don't have political guests on this program. If you were to go and look at the list of guests we've had over the years, you can count the politicians on, like, two fingers, I think. Basically, it's Ron Paul and there's one other guy I think we had. So I don't get turned on by politicians at all. I find them to be pretty distasteful and despicable.
Irrational and repugnant.
Yeah, I like the libertarians. I've been a libertarian for a very, very long time, you know, basically my whole adult life. But it doesn't really, I don't really care if, like, a libertarian wants to call in and talk about their campaign. That doesn't interest me, because unless your campaign is doing something unique, then it's not worth talking about. Mm-hmm. If you're just a libertarian who filed for office, I understand it's not easy, right? Like, you got to get signatures in a lot of places. We sure as hell had to here in New Hampshire. Or you got to pay ridiculous fees. You got to jump through all kinds of stupid hoops. I get that it's difficult to run for office as a libertarian, or any third party for that matter, in most states in the U.S. But just because you made it to the ballot doesn't make your candidacy newsworthy, in my opinion. And that's coming from another libertarian, right? Like, libertarians like to complain about not getting enough news coverage. And it's true, the mainstream media does not focus on libertarians. They don't include them in debate invitations. They don't even, in many cases, give them equal time, to answer a questionnaire or something like that for a local newspaper. They're just.
I would argue that if the elections aren't rigged electronically, that they're rigged through the lack of being able to, you know, they keep libertarians right out of the talk.
Absolutely.
They don't want to hear this. Well, I don't know. There's probably a lot of people want to hear this message, but the people running the show don't want people hear this message. So
yeah, and I will give New Hampshire media a little more credit in that area. Not a lot more, but a little bit more, because
they're kind of forced to here.
Well, to some extent, and they're just things are smaller here. They're a little more intimate. People tend to know each other a little bit better, and so, you know, for instance, when I've run for office, not as a libertarian, I have run as a libertarian, but the times I ran as a Democrat for governor here in New Hampshire, I was invited to a debate. It was the main candidate who refused to debate.
Right.
And so they did actually allow me on stage for 10 minutes to just speak, because the other lady wouldn't even show up. So I feel like I've been treated fairly in some circumstances, and I'll give credit to WMUR, a little bit of it. That's the only main television station in New Hampshire. They did invite Jeremy Kaufman and Carlin Borshenko, who's the governor candidate for the Libertarians this year. They did invite them to answer a series of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked those questions of all the candidates in the Senate race and all the governor race and some of the other federal races. And they did publish them. So to their credit, they did do that, which is why I was disappointed when I heard they weren't inviting him to the actual debate.
Right. His answers were amazing, by the way.
He's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, Bruce Fenton was on there, too, so him and Bruce were kind of neck and neck. I felt like Jeremy was a little better on some things than Bruce was, and now Bruce Fenton, for listeners that haven't been paying attention, he's the crypto anarchist who ran for as a Republican on the U.S. Senate side. Sadly, he went down with just under 5% of the vote in the primary, so he will not be moving to the general election, but Jeremy is on the ballot. He's also a crypto guy. He founded Library, LBRY, which we are huge fans of here on Free Talk Live. We're streaming on Odyssey, which is sort of tangentially related to Library. It kind of was birthed from Library, if you will. And we're over there, by the way, at watch.freetalklive.com. So he's one of these crypto guys. He cares about freedom of speech and technology and all that. But he's got a different approach to this campaign that I really, really appreciate, and that is that he just doesn't care about the sort of the pretense of politics, the decor that some people like to say, oh, well, you have to have decorum when you're running for power. You've got to put a suit on and you've got to go and, you know, act like you're all prim and proper in front of all these people that know that politicians are liars. But there's this game that that they play, and Jeremy's not playing that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actively trying to gain attention by being an antagonist to the media, or by you know, making fun of them in a satirical way. So instead of trying to earn their approval or appease them so that they'll, you know, come and ask him questions, he has the approach of being as outrageous as possible to gain media attention that way, kind of like the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire in general has on social media. It's just a different strategy, and it's seems to have gained more media attention than, you know, the other way.
That strategy has worked for the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, certainly. There's a lot of media attention they've gotten just within the last few months. I mean, major mainstream news articles talking about, especially the McCain tweet that they made, which we covered here on Free Talk Live, where on the anniversary of John McCain's death, they tweeted an image of his daughter crying over his casket and said,
Happy holidays.
Yeah, it ended up in like the New York Post, I think the Boston Herald.
I cannot believe that that went that far and wide.
Yeah, well, they got her to respond. Not only did they get her
six times,
multiple times, and she retweeted it like every single time.
Oh, God, it's so incredible.
So they literally trolled her to the max.
And there were some libertarians who were bent out of shape about that.
Of course there were.
Like pearl-clutching wimps.
Well, and that's the whole reason why I think his campaign is particularly noteworthy, is because he's not trying to appease anybody.
At all.
And that is one of those divisions, you know, we've talked about on Free Talk Live that in New Hampshire, we have so many libertarians here that have migrated here. Now, Reed, you're lucky you were born here, but recently moved back.
Yep.
But so many people have migrated here that we have schisms within the movement, because there are some people that don't like Jeremy's approach, and they get all loud about it. In fact, there's even a, I don't know what the right word is, competing Libertarian Party right now. I don't know if that's even totally accurate. There's other candidates trying to get on the ballot as Libertarians. Now, the one guy dropped out of Jeremy's race, so it won't be in the U.S. Senate, but there's another lady running against Carlin to be the Libertarian on the ballot. So there may be two Libertarians for governor on the ballot. We'll continue the discussion here. You can share your thoughts.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is announcing additional relief for Puerto Rico just days after Hurricane Fiona wreaked havoc on the island. In addition to a disaster declaration, Biden is authorizing complete restoration efforts.
100% funded for debris removal, search and rescue, power and water restoration, and shelter and food for the month.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is responding to statements made by McDonald's CEO about the crime in Chicago. He said the city is in crisis. The mayor responding by saying the fast food executive should educate himself more before speaking. There's outrage over an attack on a flight attendant. A passenger sucker punched the American Airlines crew member as the flight was midair from the Mexican beach town of Cabo to Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bullion Max. You know that inflation isn't going to get better, right? So I would recommend that you consider some other alternatives. Now, look, I'm not a financial advisor, but this is what I would do. This is what I have done. I have purchase gold and silver, and BullionMax.com will give you some great pricing on their silver starter kit. That is 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products that you can get at employee pricing by going to BullionMax.com/FTL. That's BullionMax.com/FTL. Offers limited to one per household. You want to get some gold as well? They got that over there for you. Gold backs, they have them over at BullionMax.com. You can shop without talking to a salesperson. Your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. You can own the most stable assets in recorded history. And by the way, price on gold is down a little bit right now. Sorry about that, Matt.
You're right, I gotta shut off.
Gold price is below $1,700.
That's crazy. Wow.
Per ounce.
Wow.
Per ounce.
That seems odd to me.
That's the spot price. You're not going to be able to find an ounce at that price.
Yeah.
But still, price is going down. Yeah, who knows? You don't know what happens over time.
I'm curious. Now I want to go find out how much an ounce of gold is.
I remember 20 years ago, gold was like $300 an ounce.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going down that far. That's for sure. So.
Yeah. I bought a whole bunch of silver $4.28 an ounce.
Good old
remember those days.
BullionMax.com/FTL. You know, all as always, be careful with, you know, what you put into things. You never know what's going to happen in the future, so don't ever put in what you can't afford to lose. But I really like precious metals. We've always been big fans of it here on Free Talk Live, and BullionMax.com's got a good site. BullionMax.com/FTL to get your silver starter kit. All right, so we're talking about Jeremy Kaufman and his advertising, his campaign in general, which has mostly been advertising at this point. I mean, he's gone out to a few campaign events and given some speeches and that sort of thing. And he's usually a little more serious when you get him in real life. But the online aspect to this, the advertising aspect, and I presume if they can raise enough money, they'll throw this up on broadcast television or whatever. I remember they were talking about doing a fundraiser for that. But he's come out with a series of ads over the last year, roughly.
Epic.
And they are very well produced, very well edited. The gentleman behind this, Dan...
Smotz.
He's...
genius.
Sadly, not living in New Hampshire as of yet, but super talented, and it's really great to have him giving his talents to this campaign. I mean, he's getting paid, but it's not a whole lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get paid a whole
libertarian
lot.
Libertarian funds.
Right, when you're working for a libertarian campaign.
And it's clear that he's doing real work, too, because ads are turning out so good. Oh,
they're amazing.
God.
They're better than anything that the National Party has put out or anything the Republicans or Democrats ever put out.
I agree.
Completely.
In my opinion, they're the most memorable and funniest ads since the Harry Brown campaign that also had some pretty, you know, for its time, they look rudimentary in comparison to this now. But Harry Brown also was poking some fun with his ads. But that's 22 years ago that those ads were on the air. So really the Libertarian Party... They paid, didn't they pay like $30,000
for
some lame
ass? Yeah, for this awful,
ass?
Stupid, lame...
I don't even remember what the issue was.
It was vaccine mandates, I think. But it was just the lamest. I mean, I could have made something with Windows Movie Maker.
Yeah, and it took him forever.
Like, you know, half an hour.
Yeah, it took him months to get it done. It took him $30,000. Somebody bilked him on that one. So I've got the latest ad here from Jeremy Kaufman. We're just going to go ahead and play it. I will have to stop it toward the end, because he does use the S bomb in this, and I'm, you know, we're on broadcast radio, so I can't play.
Serious?
That. Yeah, oh, and we've had computer problems, so I didn't have a chance to bleep it. Otherwise, I would have gone and done that. So this is Stop Mass Migration Now.
Thieves. Parasites.
By the way, I have to tell you to some extent what's going on screen. Jeremy is in front of, he's being filmed in front of like a barbed wire fence, and he's speaking.
Lowlifes. Scum. People coming over our border into our homeland to destroy what we believe in. Thugs. Addicts. People of Massachusetts that don't share our values.
Now, when I first saw the ad, well, I'll continue in a moment, but when I first saw the ad, I didn't notice that it was Stop Mass, period, Migration Now, that it was the abbreviated Mass, as in Massachusetts. I mean, I knew it was going to be funny, but I didn't even notice the joke in the title.
Liberty, property rights, and voluntary interactions.
One of the most dangerous drugs that makes it over this border, destroying the lives of many children, is a new one called CRT.
All right, what does it stand for?
Critical race theory.
Right, and I have not been paying close attention, but I understand they have been loading up the government schools with this.
Yeah,
essentially,
yeah.
It's teaching people that if you're born white, you're immediately a bad person or something like that.
Yeah, you're at least partially responsible for the systemic oppression of non-white people or something like that.
Yeah, and then apparently the New Hampshire state legislature passed something that prohibited teaching racism, because essentially this is a racist
teaching.
It's just racist against white people.
Which there's no such thing as racism against white people.
Yeah, it has to be, what is it? It has to
it's
be
only one
power structure. Yeah.
So they banned the teachings that one race is superior to another in the New Hampshire school system, and a bunch of hard leftist teachers flipped out as about that. Anyway, he moves on.
If your child starts feeling guilty just because of their race, they may be taking this dangerous drug. We need to build a wall. Calling
on all Mexicans and Canadians that want to end taxes, end the drug war, and think guns should be legal.
All right. So on the screen, they have immigrant requirements. One, must hate taxes. Two, must be cool with drugs. Three, must think guns are, quote, rad. And then extra credit, bring drugs. And that pops up real fast before the next scene comes in here. And I love that. The New Hampshire Libertarian Party recently tweeted something very similar to this, saying, we want everybody to come here from Canada and Mexico who agree with individual liberty. If you truly are a liberty-minded person, you should be making your way to New Hampshire. They've even been tweeting at some of these women. There have been like these hot chicks from Canada that have been posting on social media talking about
the hashtag Trudeau must go or whatever.
They kind of give a paragraph about or a sentence or two about their personal history and how they're, you know, Trudeau thinks they're a radical and so, you know, screw Trudeau kind of thing. And so the New Hampshire Libertarians have been tagging those people and responding to them saying, hey, we'll get you a husband. Come on down. So going on here with more of Jeremy's ad.
To get to New Hampshire by any means possible. Get here illegally. I'm cool with that. I don't care about that. Nice. And we are going to make Massachusetts pay for them to build a wall. Am I inviting all Mexican drug cartels to come here? Absolutely not. What kind of drugs do they have? What is their policies on legal machine guns? Are their drugs any good? These are the kinds of questions that are immigration
policy. He's smoking a joint.
Be asking. It's really making music. I went to the other side. I went to a market basket in Massachusetts, and I saw a 3-year-old wearing a mask. And that's the kind of stuff, that's the way these people live on the other side of this border.
Trash.
From Connecticut? You suck too.
Okay, I gotta pause it. Okay, because he's about to tell him you're from an asshole state, I think is what he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To the Connecticut people. So he insults Connecticut people, and then the spot wraps up, and he says, send the commies back to Massachusetts and Connecticut.
Such an epic. I love, you know, I've seen all these probably 5 times, and I'll still just go watch all of them in one sitting.
Yeah, they're all really good. That came off of his Substack account, which is jeremykaufman.substack.com. I think his official campaign website, jeremy4nh.com.
Yeah, give us donations there.
We're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Again, there's no other campaign, no other libertarian campaign with messaging like this anywhere. So if you want to help them out, I would recommend it. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live phones are open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. We do have our own social media site, and you can go there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts as well at social.freetalklive.com. If you're tired of all the big tech nonsense, all the censorship, all the account deletions, just get on over to social.freetalklive.com and you have much more freedom to speak when you are there. And by the way, I want to say thanks to Tom McMillan, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Tom contributes $10 a month through AMPS at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. He is a gold-level supporter, and that helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, please go to amps.freetalklive.com, as Tom had done or has done, and you'll get some perks as well. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're focusing a little bit here on Jeremy Kaufman's U.S. Senate campaign, which, as I said, I'm a big fan of. I was actually one of the first donors to it. I gave at the time at which he was nominated at the Libertarian Party convention, and that's because I knew he was going to do a good job. I knew he was going to come at this from a principled perspective, because that's usually how he is when I see him commenting online on things. He's usually pretty principled. And he's got a good sense of humor, too. So I figured that would come into play.
But most importantly, he's serious.
He is serious. Seriously funny, but also he does have a serious message of liberty when you actually listen to what is being said. That said, some people are apparently paying attention, maybe a little bit more than normal, or at the very least, maybe they're finally including libertarians in these polls, which, again, this goes back to something I was talking about earlier, where, you know, I give a little more credit to New Hampshire's sort of political scene in that there's a poll that came out, the Granite State poll run by the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, where they asked people about the U.S. Senate election, and apparently they bothered to include Jeremy Kaufman, the libertarian, for U.S. Senate in this particular race, in this poll question. And Reed, you noticed, or I guess it was Justin O'Donnell, the campaign manager, who posted about this earlier today, but it was noticed that there's an interesting discrepancy or a little detail to this particular poll. On its face, the results are the current incumbent, who's a Democrat, her name is Maggie Hassan. She came in at 49%. Don Bolduc, who's like a standard run-of-the-mill Republican that managed to fool a bunch of Liberty people into thinking he gave a damn about freedom by talking, you know, a good game, I guess, on a few issues and then reversing course after he got elected.
Like immediately after the primary. He got elected. It was impressive, actually.
Yeah, literally next morning or whatever. 41%. And then Jeremy Kaufman at 5% with don't know undecided at 5%. And 5%, if the poll actually translates to real life, would be enough to qualify the Libertarian Party for ballot access next time around, if I am correct about that. I believe it would.
Yeah, I think it's 4%.
4%. Yeah. It has to be a statewide race, and U.S. Senate would qualify for that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what's the most exciting thing about this poll, is it?
No, and you've got it pulled up there, but I believe 5% is the number of Republicans that would be willing to support him, and if you actually look at the entire poll, he's polling closer to 10% than 5%. Is that what it says?
I think it's overall 5%. Just New Hampshire likely voters. But when you do break it down by Republicans, it's also 5%. However, the real takeaway is the independents, where apparently Bolduc gets just under half of the independents, 45%. 30% of them support Hassan, and 21% support Jeremy Kaufman. Now, that's tremendous.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And what's most noteworthy about this is that New Hampshire voters are not mostly independent, but plurality independent.
Right.
Meaning that there are more registered, and the term is actually undeclared. That's the legal term that they use on the New Hampshire voter registrations. So anyway, more people in New Hampshire are registered as undeclared than are registered as Democrat, and more people are registered as undeclared than are registered as Republican. So to score 21% among the independents is a pretty significant thing, because it's actually a very large chunk of the whole voting populace. So kudos to them. And that's with just essentially online messaging. I mean, there's been very little, as I understand it. I mean, I'm not on the inside track with the campaign. I think you might be a little closer to it than I am, Reed. Has there been any radio or television or, you know, print advertising beyond just people sharing videos? Is it anything more than just
Internet shares? Interviews, and there's been some, I don't know about TV spots, but definitely interviews from press,
mm-hmm.
and then we've been putting signs up all around the state. But yeah, mostly his videos, I would say that's the biggest outreach.
Well, and the nice thing is the videos are getting shares because they are funny. They're interesting. Most people don't give a damn. They, you know, if you get an ad for a political candidate in front of a YouTube video or whatever, you're going to skip it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's funny, then that would be a completely different situation. The only problem is, you know, if people are able to skip the ads, it has to grab them quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to seeing the shorter versions of these, because they're usually only about a minute and a half or 2 minutes to begin with, but you probably have to clip that down. You're definitely going to have to cut it down to get on television. They are doing some fundraising, I believe, to do that. Justin posted today, I believe, about what they're trying to raise, and he's hoping that he can get people from the wider libertarian movement, not just New Hampshire libertarians, but people anywhere that want to see a really exciting libertarian campaign. He says if each of New Hampshire, rather, LP Nationals' 268,000 Twitter followers donated over $22, that would raise $6 million. Now, obviously, that's not going to happen. You're never going to get libertarians all on the same page to do anything. But, you know, if you could get a few percentage of them, then that's more than you had. And if you can raise $10,000 instead of $6 million, that's still probably more than most libertarian campaigns spend on television or radio or whatever than anywhere across the country,
mm-hmm.
I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to Jeremy4NewHampshire.com if you want to donate and help him get those TV ads up.
It's Jeremy4NH, right?
Yep, Jeremy.com. Yep. What did I say?
New Hampshire, but people might have
Jeremy 4NH, yep.
So I think that's a good plan. I just don't know. It's hard for me, as somebody who's fairly skeptical of political campaigns in general, to justify spending money at all. I understand that's like what people feel like they need to do. And in the case of Jeremy, I think dollar for dollar, he's getting better results out of the natural pass around.
Totally,
you know,
definitely.
Than he's going to. You could throw $100,000 at WMUR and not get the same results as you're going to get on the sort of the just natural virality of the campaign videos just being shared online. I think ultimately television is going to be a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's nice to be able to point to and say, oh, look, you know, we're on the old media, and it probably wouldn't hurt to get more, I guess, of a serious look being looked at the campaign from WMUR. It's like, oh, well, now you're spending money with us. Maybe we'll put you in the debates. I mean, if that could come out of spending money on WMUR, maybe that would make it worthwhile. But just to get a broadcast ad on, you know, it could be more than one of them, but, you know, to get a week's worth or 2 weeks' worth of primetime broadcast ads, you're going to pay through the nose. But are you really going to motivate the 60-plus-year-old viewers that are watching broadcast television these days?
I go to my mom's house. My mom's, you know, pushing 70. And I sit, and she's got the
TV. She lives in New York.
She lives in New York. She's got the TV on all the time, just as background noise.
Sure.
And I look, I was just kind of paying, I was like, Mom, you know, people don't watch TV anymore. You can use my Netflix account. You can use my Amazon Prime account. You know, all these accounts I have, you're more than welcome to tap into them. I'll make you a little sub account. No, I just want to watch my Home and Garden my HGTV, whatever. I'm like, Mom, do you know who's watching television these days? Because she prides herself on being a very young 70.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, pay attention to the TV commercials that are coming on right now. And it was all like Depends and Geritol. Yeah. She's like, oh, my God, am I old?
I realized that when I was on Fox News, I was telling people, hey, I'm going to be on Fox News tomorrow at 1 or whatever. And everyone was like, how do I watch
it?
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah.
They don't even have an online feed
now.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone had to like figure it out, like through Facebook or something. Where
somebody somewhere still has a DirecTV hooked up to their computer.
Right.
And they recorded it, and then people could see it. Because I remember seeing it later on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure hardly anyone was able to watch it live as it happened.
How much it's changed.
It really has. And so, you know, hey, if they can raise the money and do it, I wouldn't take it from them. But there's got to be better ways to spend that money. I don't know on what it would be, because, like, I wouldn't want to give the money to YouTube either. You know, I don't know who's worse, broadcast television or YouTube these days. I mean, either way, you're pouring money into the enemy, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So what do?
Go to Odyssey.
Well, yeah, you can do that, but, you know, they're still growing. They don't have the audience. But, again, online, you're dealing with people skipping ads, so it's tough. It's tough to get the word out about stuff like this. Going viral is really the best way to do it, and he's done that so far. More coming up here. You can join us. We'll get into Ukraine on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.